JTL bringing you a lot of stories. What a savior. Crowder and Mandisa, Let It Rain, and Colton Dixon's You Are Before That. Happy Tuesday. Happy October 1st at 7:03.
I'm so excited because parade season continues tomorrow night with the New Holland Farmers Fair, spectacle of bands parade. You can look for our parade crew, Lisa Landis, Stacy, Alexa. I'll be walking. We're going to be with the JTL vehicle, and even the cookie car is going to be out there. The parade steps off at a 7. Be sure to wave at us as we go by. Details at newhollandfair.org/contest.
This morning, our very special guests from Lancaster County Christian School, Diane, Peter, and Brittany are here. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you all here. Diane Dismore is here, and she is the Director of Admissions and Development. Diane, always great to have you here.
It's a delight to be here.
Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
I do, actually. I would like to say hello and happy anniversary to my husband, Lauren. We were married 42 years ago in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Happy anniversary.
Wow.
Was it 40? Was it 40 below the day you guys got married?
Not quite, but.
No, but it got cold.
It was cool, yes. Yeah,
congratulations. Now, how long have you been at LCCS?
20 years.
20 years.
I have.
That's another great milestone.
Yes.
Well, it's so great to have you here. And hi to your grandchildren, too, who you
Thank
always
you.
Say hi to.
I always do. Yeah, hello, too. Soon to have fourth. My fourth one's due any day. So
congratulations.
Anyway, thank you.
Maybe today.
Maybe.
October 1st would be an easy one to remember.
It would be.
Peter Hansen is with us. Peter is the head of school. Peter, I remember last year when you were here, you had just moved here from Texas.
That's correct. I think the last time I was in this chair was a week after I had moved to Lancaster County.
Yeah, it was pretty fresh.
Yep.
Yeah, so you've been here a year now. Anybody want to say hi to this morning?
Yeah, I just want to say good morning, Lancaster County. I want to say hi to my beautiful wife, Lisa, and my three kids, Levi, Cora, and Emerson.
Very cool. Tell us about Lancaster County Christian School. You guys are doing some cool new things.
Yeah, so in the years since I've been here, it's been a whirlwind. We have accomplished quite a lot. We went through a major rebranding of the school, and that was interesting. I encourage everyone to go ahead and take a look at our new website at www.lccs.cc. You kind of get a feel for the quality of the rebrand. But essentially, we really just doubled down on our mission. We try to really focus in on what is it that LCCS does, best. And we were really inspired by Romans 12:2, and that was really sort of the heart of our mission. Paul says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is the good and acceptable and perfect will." And so our mission was inspired by this verse where Paul's really telling Christians not to be conformed to the world, but to be transformed by their education, by their mind, by their worldview. So at LCCS, we try to fulfill that mission by cultivating a proper reverence for God and teaching a biblically based worldview to our students. Our mission is expressed through our four core values, which is faith, scholarship, virtue, and community. The result of applying these values in the context of our education is that students are transformed. And yeah. So we're seeing a real powerful push towards just knowing who we are, what we're doing, and really trying to authentically help students connect with God to develop a biblical worldview, as well as all of the things that they need to flourish in life.
And you guys are all in one campus now, which is has to be a great feeling for you.
So we sold the West Lampeter campus. We were on two campuses, which was a logistical nightmare.
Yeah.
And we consolidated everything on one campus. The other thing that we did, in addition to rebranding and refreshing our mission, was really look at our campus map, our footprint. And we partnered with Cornerstone Architects, Dale Yoder over there, and he's helped us develop a master campus plan. We're moving forward with that aggressively. We've got a 30,000 square foot playground that's going in in the next month or so.
That's exciting.
It is, absolutely. We've got some new administrative offices, just a refresh of our whole campus, and we're excited about the future.
Check it out online, lccs.cc. This morning, Peter and Diane have brought student Brittany Jessen along. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good. Anybody you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to my mom. She's listening right now.
Hi, Brittany's mom. And what grade are you in, Brittany?
I'm in 11th grade.
You're in 11th. And I understand that you were in a recent play. You were Wendy.
Yes, I was Wendy in Peter Pan last year.
Yeah. Was that a lot of fun?
Yes, I had so much fun.
Yeah. What do you love about LCCS?
I just love all the teachers there. They really invest in their students and truly care.
Do you know what you want to do after you graduate?
I'm not exactly sure, but maybe something in music or business.
Broadway?
I don't know about that.
Coming up, we're going to talk more with Diane, Peter, and Brittany. We'll find out more about Lancaster County Christian School and how you can get involved. So we invite you to stick around. Citizens Way.